From the Gospel according to Luke. In the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent from God to a town of Galilee called Nazareth, to a virgin betrothed to a man named Joseph of the house of David. And the virgin's name was Mary. And coming to her, he said, "Hail, favored one, the Lord is with you." But she was greatly troubled at what was said, and pondered what sort of greeting this might be. Then the angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. Behold, you will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you shall name him Jesus. He will be great and will be called Son of the Most High, and the Lord God will give him the throne of David his father. And he will rule over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there will be no end." But Mary said to the angel, "How can this be, since I have no relations with a man?" And the angel said to her in reply, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. Therefore, the child to be born will be called Holy, the Son of God. And behold, Elizabeth, your relative, has also conceived a son in her old age. And this is the sixth month for her who was called barren, for nothing will be impossible for God." Mary said, "Behold, I am the handmaid of the Lord. Be it done to me according to your word." Then the angel departed from her. The Gospel of the Lord. During this year dedicated to the consecrated life, it seems appropriate to ponder the mystery of Mary at the Annunciation as an image of the consecrated person. In fact, Mary has often been regarded as a patroness, queen, or exemplar of those dedicated in a special way to the Lord's service. Perhaps this is because she is Jesus' first disciple, faithful unto the end. We hear Mary speak in the Gospels only three times. For today's great feast of the Annunciation, let us consider her words of assent to the mystery. The Annunciation of the angel to Mary is unique out of all the Annunciation examples in the entire Scriptures. Usually, an angel comes and announces what is to take place without considering the need for an answer from the human being involved. In Mary's case, however, the angel Gabriel awaits her personal response. This is the moment of the incarnation, and in order to undo the consequences of sin and disobedience, God awaits her freely chosen response of yes or no. To inform her decision better, Mary first asks the angel how the event will take place. It is not like the doubting rhetorical statement of Zechariah, but it's a bit of theology. That is, fides, querens, intellectum, faith, seeking, understanding. Luke chapter 1, verse 38 is not only a summary of a Christian's life, but more pointedly that of a consecrated person. And I would like to take a few minutes to consider this verse under the themes of the three vows of poverty, chastity, and obedience. The order could be changed, but this is what I am currently thinking about. First, behold. This single word encompasses the meaning of chastity. In Greek, it's idou. Latin, ecce, Italian, ecco, French, voila. Although as a woman, Mary was not obliged to recite the daily Shema prayer of all pious Jews, she most certainly knew it well. And we know, in fact, that she lived it out totally and completely. That one verse from Deuteronomy says, "Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord, and you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, and with all your soul, and with all your might. Behold, here I am," are words indicating a relationship, be it a student's impersonal ad sum as a member of a class, or the concern of a father to the cries of a frightened child, or the heartfelt mother's response to a sick infant, or even the unspoken presence of lovers to one another. Here I am. It has countless connotations: support, comfort, love, reporting for duty, being of service or at the disposal of another. Behold, look, I am here for you. These words characterize Mary's whole existence. They become our own in our yearning for God and His will to be accomplished on earth as in heaven. We go on to, "I am the handmaid," or the doule, "of the Lord." This stands for poverty. Doule means slave, not servant. The total gift of self to God follows upon being captivated by His love. It is a poverty that empties itself entirely so as to be filled with the Beloved. To love what He loves, to will what He wills, to have no concern for anything but His glory. In some ways, this poverty and emptiness flow spontaneously from experiencing God's love, and yet He can ask so much. He can even ask for aspects that are part of our very being that we do not think we can possibly live without, and He will ask for everything, whether in youth, midlife, or on our deathbed. Let us strive, like Mary, to be so utterly poor that our very personality and countenance reflect the glory of God. And her last words, "Be it done to me according to your word." Fiat is obedience. Almost every language has used that simple Latin phrase, fiat. Let it be. Let it happen. So be it. Yes. Mary's is not a thoughtless, blind, servile obedience, but an intelligent, an understanding, almost enthusiastic acceptance. There is no hesitation on Mary's part. Following upon her chastity and poverty, Mary's obedience is a total disposition of availability to the Lord. Although the words seem passive, they are a true human act, engaging her intellect and free will and complete fidelity from that moment forward. Joseph Cardinal Ratzinger wrote in one of his first books in English, Introduction to Christianity, a sentence that fits well with our examination of obedience as "be it done to me." He says, "A central principle of Christian faith expresses the primacy of acceptance over action, over one's own achievements. Man comes to the profoundest sense of himself not through what he does, but through what he accepts. He must wait for the gift of love, and love can only be received as a gift. End of quotation. This perfect obedience and acceptance to God's will is our way to holiness as well, whether through a new duty, a change in choir, a schedule, a transfer of a job, or even losing a job. Behold, the handmaid of the Lord, let it be done to me according to your word. These pivotal words of Mary are repeated at least three times every day in the Angelus prayer. They would be a very good mantra, motto, or refrain to be running constantly through our hearts and minds as a way to join us ever more closely to Mary and the Trinity. A human being cannot consecrate themselves. A person can only be consecrated to God and by God. For consecration means to be made holy. And only God can do that, because he is holiness itself. We can do nothing except follow the example of Mary and respond moment by moment. Behold, the slave of the Lord, let it be done to me according to your word. Amen.